Bridge City Church, how y'all doing this morning? Y'all doing good? Awesome, awesome, awesome. Listen, if I haven't had the opportunity to meet you yet or introduce myself yet, I'm Pastor Nick. I'm the campus pastor here at the White Oak campus of Bridge City Church, and I say it every week. I'll continue to say it. I will never stop saying it. Thank you so much for making this time available to gather together so that we can worship his name and bring glory to him. I'm honored and privileged to be here. There's literally no place I'd rather be than right here with you all worshiping God and praising his name. Obviously, this side of heaven. I think heaven's going to be way, 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 way better. This is just heaven practice. So I get the opportunity today and the honor to continue our series today entitled, What's the Point? And today, before I tell you what we're talking about today, I'm going to tell you that I really, 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 really have enjoyed this series because we're answering questions. Some questions people are okay with asking. Some questions people are fearful to ask. Sometimes questions are so powerful in our life. And they can be powerful in a good way, powerful in a negative way. And the negative way, I believe, is if we don't ask questions. If we don't ask questions and we don't get clarity and we don't move forward in what we're called to do as God's children. So today we're going to talk about what's the point of worship. Yay! The first worship experience clapped. They did. They clapped. I'm not comparing you guys, but I am saying they clapped when I said, what's the point of worship? Because worship is, it overflows our whole entire life. And before we pray and jump in fully to the message, I just want to say thank you to every single worship team member for who they are and answering the call of God on their life. And more so, I'm excited about the fact that their gifts are freshly anointed from God and they lead us into presence every single week. So Nate, Jordan, as the leaders and the team, thank you so much for everything that you do. Nick is, where'd Nick go? Nick is the director for the church. So I'm so thankful for everything that they do and everything we get to experience because of their gifting, their calling, their anointing, and it's exciting to see that. So I have a question for you all, okay? What would you say? You don't need to answer this one out loud because it should be a little bit of a longer answer, but I want you to be able to answer it in your own mind, in your heart. If somebody said to you, what's the point of worship? What would you say? What would you say? How would you answer? So many of us would be like, it's a time during, we're singing. I love it, and we're singing, right? You wouldn't know what to answer, how to answer it. Oh, it's a time during our worship time. The band gets up there, and they lead us in song, and we sing. Yeah, that's what worship is, right? And we think that sometimes it's a little bit more of a performance than it is anything else. And we need to be able to answer the question, for ourselves and for those around us, what is worship? What is it? Some might say because it's what we do at church. It's just something we do. That's one of the Pittsburgh ways. Oh, this is how we do it. This is how we've always done it. And that's why we worship. Or because it makes me feel so close to God. That's why we worship. No, you just said why you worship. That's not why we all worship. It makes me feel better. Some of us might be really honest and admit, I really don't know. I really don't know why we sing songs. Worship is more than music. Worship is more than a moment. Worship is more than an activity we complete at church. Worship is the central calling of every believer, and when we understand its purpose, it changes everything about how we live, not just how we sing. We're singing. No, we're glorifying God in everything that we do. That's worship. Today we answer the question, the foundational question, what's the point of worship? What is it? Listen, worship begins with God's worth, not our mood. Amen. Oh, some of you got a little moody when I said that. Sometimes we allow for our emotions, our stuff, to hold us back, how we feel. Feelings lie. Feelings are liars, okay? Happiness is a feeling, and joy is a gift. So Do we want to just be happy all the time, or do we want to walk in the joy and the peace and the love of the Lord all the time? If we would worship just about, just based upon how we feel, we would never. We don't always feel great. We don't always feel like it. Psalm 29, verse 2, honor the Lord for the glory of his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Everybody say splendor.
Splendor.
I just really think it's a great word. I think it's fun to say, so that's why I had you say it. We're not going to go deeper on what splendor means and all that, but I wanted you to say it because it's a good word, okay? We don't worship because God did something great this week. We don't bring splendor upon him and glory upon him and honor to him just because he did something good this week. And we don't hold back just because something not so good happened. We worship because God is great. When? All the time. And all the time? Come on. That is why we worship. We worship because God is great all the time. He is holy, he's faithful, he is sovereign, he is good. He is worthy of our worship. Well, I still don't feel like it. Get past your feelings and worship because of who he is, not because of who you are. If we worship depending upon our feelings and our emotion, we'd only worship when life felt good. And everything's not always great. We worship boldly because it declares who God is and who we get to be because of him. That is why we worship. No matter what I face, he's still God. Are you saying that? Are you looking at him and worship? God, no matter what I do, you're still God. You're still who you say you are. You still have everything in the palm of your hand. No matter what I face, life constantly pulls us and pulls our attention in every direction, towards stress, towards responsibilities, towards disappointment, towards fear. Imagine, some of you just felt all those emotions last week at a grocery store. Oh, I'm really disappointed they don't have what I wanted, or I can't get what I wanted. I'm really disappointed because I'm the one that has all the responsibilities to go grocery shopping and cooking. I'm so scared I'm not going to get a parking space. I know I'm bringing light to some serious things that might have happened this week, but you have these emotions and these tensions of life that are constantly pulling your adoration away from the one who deserves it. What does worship do? Worship brings us back. Worship brings us back to who he is and who he's called us to be. Psalm 16, verse 8, I know the Lord is always with me. Everybody say always.
Always.
Now say it like you mean it.
Always.
With me.
With me.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun that some of you jumped in there. I like it. I will not be shaken. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. It doesn't say God's with you sometimes. It doesn't say God's with you on Sundays at whatever worship experience you choose to attend. It doesn't say that God's with you on holidays. It doesn't say that God's with you when you're really joyful. No, it says always. He's with you within despair. He's with you whenever you're living in fear. He's with you whenever you're living in disappointment. He's with you whenever your emotions maybe and feelings may be lying to you. He's with you. And he deserves our adoration. And knowing that, and knowing that worship is something that we get to do, it realigns our mind. It realigns us. Worship recalibrates your soul. Sunday's like a reset button, but it's a launching point as well. It's a launching point for you into the rest of your week. Now listen, if you're only worshiping for the time that you're at church on Sunday morning, that's not going to get you through your week. It's going to prime the pump for the rest of the week. How many grass cutters we got out there? Yeah? I love cutting grass. It's so relaxing. It's great. But if you try to start your lawnmower without priming the engine, it's not going to happen. You got to give it some gas first. It's the same for everything in our life. You have to make sure you get your week started on the right foot and you need to continue. You don't just prime a lawnmower and then start it and then, all right, we're good. I did what I needed to do. No, it runs and it runs and it runs and it completes a purpose. Worship is something that you need to prime on Sundays and help it complete the purpose of the rest of your week and live a lifestyle of worship. Worship is something, it's like a spiritual chiropractor. It realigns you, gets you walking properly. It removes pain. It removes tension. It removes those things. God puts everything back in place when we worship. He realigns it. When we worship, we stop magnifying our problems and we start magnifying God. More of him, less of you. More of him, less of me. Let's magnify him instead of our fears, instead of our problems, instead of our concerns, instead of our lack. Let's magnify him. And whatever you magnify, it always becomes bigger in your eyes. Not just for everybody else, it becomes bigger in your eyes. You ever use a magnifying glass? You ever seen a magnifying glass that's for hundreds of people? No, you hold it in your hand and it magnifies things for you. That's what worship does. It magnifies him in your life. So why would you only want to do that on Sundays? Wouldn't you want to live a lifestyle of worship? Wouldn't you want everything of him to be magnified in your life? Listen, if you magnify fear, you feel overwhelmed. If you magnify God, fear shrinks. It's amazing. It is amazing. And listen, I believe that one of the biggest fears in worship is what are the people around me going to think? Listen, I get it because I was there. I started worshiping like this. And then I became this guy. Then I was here. Then I became T-Rex. And now, fully surrendered into him in worship and everything. Let's worship him. Worship changes our focus, and our focus changes everything. What are you focusing on? Are you focusing around the people around you and what they'll think or how you'll look or I don't sing good? Me either. Me either. But I'm not singing for performance. I'm singing to God. Yeah. I'm singing to him. And I remember the first time I sang in worship. It impacted everything. I remember the first time I raised my hands in surrender. It impacted everything. I remember the first time I bowed down in worship. It impacted everything. And he got so much bigger in my life. Now, here's one of the biggest fears. I think it's specifically for men, is I can't raise my hand in worship. That is not something I can do. Or I can't sing along, or I can't clap my hands. One of the reasons is not because you feel like it's feminine or it's something men don't do. It's because you're usually next to the person that would look at you and say, well, how are you going to act like that here? And I know what you acted like last night and the rest of the week. Band of Brothers, 300 plus men, 400 plus men this year in a room worshiping God with complete abandon. Why? Because they didn't need to think about what's my wife going to think or what's my significant other going to think or what's my kids going to think if they see me worshiping with complete abandon. Worship is not something other than it's a battle cry for us, for our families, for our neighborhoods, for our church, for the people around us. It's a battle cry. It's something we get to lead the way in. And ladies, you get to do the same thing. It's us crying. It's a battle cry for war. Yeah. And we got a lot to fight for. Amen. We got a lot to fight for. Worship changes our focus, and our focus changes everything. So my question that you have to answer today, what is your focus on? Is your focus on being transformed by God? Because that's what worship does. Worship transforms us. Romans 12, verse 2. Let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Worship renews the mind. It softens our heart. It lifts heaviness and it breaks change. It does those things. Worship transforms us from the ones that are in charge to magnifying the one that is. Worship. Listen, guys, I know that some of you may be in the room and you've hardened your heart against some things. Ladies, I know some of you are in the room and you've hardened your heart against some things. You've gotten calluses. Worship him. When we behold God, we become more like him. You know, all of us are on this process. If we've received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, we're on this process. It's called sanctification. And we're becoming more and more like Jesus every single day. Worship is a huge part of that. The more you live a life full of worship, the more steps you're going to take further in this transformational process called sanctification. When we allow for our lives to be focused on him, we become more like him. This is why the enemy hates worship. The devil hates worship because it makes you stronger. It makes us stronger. That's why we worship together, to be strengthened as his church. How many of you have gym memberships and go to the gym? That's a big question. You have a membership, you go to the gym. How many of you have a membership, but you don't go? You're paying fat tax. I'm paying fat tax right now. I'm not going to the gym. I haven't been going. Because it was summer. We were riding our bikes outside a lot. So I got to get back into the gym. I got it. I'll go. Okay. But when you start going, you get stronger. You're more inept to walk in joy because you're not in pain. You're not struggling with things, but you got to be consistent in it. To gain strength and to gain all the things that exercising does for you, you need to be consistent in it. So I'm asking, do any of you need to get stronger in your faith? I know I do. I do. Worship is like a spiritual gym. It's like leg day, chest, shoulders, biceps, back. It's all of it in one. It's a full body workout. And you're like, well, I don't move a lot during worship. I'm not talking about physically moving. I'm talking about laying everything down at the feet of the King and worshiping him and allowing for him to become bigger and you to become stronger in him. It's all that. So when you leave here, do you worship? Do you put music on? Do you have a time where you show adoration to him during the week that isn't us leading you? Because we have two worship leaders here at the White Oak Campus of Bridge City Church, Nate Armstrong and Jordan Armstrong. You guys are phenomenal. We love you. We appreciate you. You're great. Some of you in this room, you may be a worship leader one day. Some of you in this room, you will never touch this stage as far as a musician goes because you're just not inclined to do that. That's me. Unless the Holy Spirit falls, I'm not getting behind those drums on a Sunday morning. Unless you're not all here. You're not going to be a worship leader, but each and every one of you is a leader of worship. Do you get it? They lead us into the presence, and we model what the presence of God looks like. We lead people in worship. Week in and week out. And when we lead people in worship, hope rises, faith grows. Not because the music is powerful. It is, but it's because of the presence of God. His presence is powerful. And you're like, well, I don't have the presence of God at home. I don't have all the songs. We'll get you the songs. You can't take Nate or Jordan or the team home with you. It's not going to happen. But you can take the presence of God anywhere you go. So How do we worship? Worship is surrender. That's why sometimes it's uncomfortable for us. Worship isn't just a song. It's a lifestyle of yielding to God. Romans 12, verse 1. Give your bodies to God. Let them be a living and holy sacrifice, the kind he will find acceptable. This is the only way to worship him. Give him everything. That's the only way to worship him. Give your whole life to him, every bit of it. Your decisions, your thoughts, your priorities, your obedience. In everything. That's worship. It's not just song. It's surrender of everything. Do you know what this is? You shout it out if you know. Surrender. Surrender. This is the international sign for surrender. It doesn't matter what language you speak. It doesn't matter what continent you're on. It does not matter where you're a citizen of. And I'm praying that all of you are citizens of heaven. This is the international sign for surrender. I give up. I give you everything. I give you everything. This is big time. You reach your hands in surrender to God, it changes you. You bow down to him, it's another form of surrender, and it changes you. Now listen, I'm not trying to make emotions rise or whatever you fear or however you feel, but this isn't political at all, what's going on in our nation, because I pray for our nation every single day. Police officers. Now, I've never gone through this. I've never been told to raise my hands. Put your hands up. Why do they do that? Because they're in a place of authority and you're surrendering to that authority. Now, if it was a more serious thing, it's put your hands up and get on the ground. Put your hands behind your back. I've experienced this one. It's not fun, but I've been there. They had to use two pair of cuffs because I was bigger. Everybody's like, what did the pastor get arrested for? I'll let your mind go wild for a little bit. Underage drinking. Twice. There you go. Imagine if you had some big things that you need to surrender to the King of the world and submit to his authority. How do you show surrender to him? God, it's yours. I surrender. I give up. I know that you're fighting for me. I'm not going to fight anymore. Take it. How do you take a step further in that? God, I give you it all. Take it. I worship you. Not just for the things that I want or I'm expecting, but because of the things that you've done and the things that you're doing. We have so many reasons to worship as a church on Sunday mornings. So many. It's amazing. If you don't have something to worship for, come see me. I'll give you a list. God, you can have my whole life. That's what it says. That's what worship says. Not just my Sunday. My life, everything. Here's a good one. Not just my favorite song. I have a favorite. What's your battle cry? What's your fighting song? What's the one that you go to? Mine is With Everything by Hillsong United. That is my song. It's my catnip. Jordan and Nate know this. The whole worship team knows it. If they play that song, we'll go back into it because that's my song. Why is that my song? Because I remember when I was a baby Christian, and I got to hear 20,000 plus people singing it in worship, and it changed me. It changed worship for me. It gave me a perspective of what heaven's going to look like. You think worship's great here? Yeah, it is. You think worship's great at PPG Paints Arena? Yeah, it is. But guess what heaven's going to look like? You ever see pictures of Woodstock, like the first Woodstock, like 500,000 people? You ever see that? That's going to be way bigger. And the sickest sound system, like the sickest sound system. I can't wait. There's going to be subwoofers everywhere. And I'm going to be on the drums. Jesus' name. I'm going to hit the, whoa. One of those big kits. It has a whole bunch of stuff you don't even know what it does, but it does something. What's your battle cry? What's your song? You don't have one? We'll get you one. You need one. How does it become yours? Because you've spent time at the feet of Jesus worshiping. It's not just your favorite song on Sundays, though. Oh, the worship team didn't play my song today. How many of you have ever said that? They haven't played my favorite song in so long. I didn't like the set today. The set was not, it just didn't get me there. And Cheddar wasn't on the drums today. It was an acoustic set. How many of you have said these things? Right? Listen, here we go. It's not your party. It's not about you. Worship's not about you. It's about him and you together, united in worship. It's not about you. It's not about your emotions or your feelings or your wants. Oh, it's too loud. It's not loud enough. It was just right for one song. It's about him. Worshiping him, I learned this from Pastor Rick, our lead pastor. He would say, I'll worship if it's Bubbalooki, whatever. He says Bubbalooki for everything. I don't even know what Bubbalooki is. That's just his filler for making sure that we know that he'll do it for anything. As long as the song is theologically correct and it's drawing us closer to God and not pushing us away, listen, let's do it. Okay, what if I said I'm going to lead worship next week and all I'm going to have up here is a triangle? Are you that drawn into worship and tied into him? Yes. Worship is us saying, I surrender to you. I'll give you everything. But it's not just about our lifted hands or our clapping hands. It's about our hearts. Is your heart surrendered to him? True worship says, God, you can have my whole life. Not just my Sunday, not just my favorite song, not just my lifted hands, but my heart, my will, my plans, and my future. It's yours. It's yours, God. Worship is a relational thing. It's based on relationship, not on performance. John 4, 23 through 24, true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. The Father is looking for those who will worship him that way. God isn't looking for perfect voices. He's looking for honest hearts. Worship is an expression of a relationship of gratitude, of love, of trust, of adoration, a relational experience with you and God, and it deepens our relationship with him. The worship team's going to start to make their way up. We're going to start to land the plane here, but James 4:8 says, come close to God and he will come close to you. You want your world changed? You want your atmosphere changed? You want the things around you to change? Let him change them through your heart of worship. Worship is spiritual warfare, and listen, we're fighting. We're fighting. So I have to ask you a question. When James 4:8 is before you and it says, come close to God and he will come close to you, how many of you feel far away from God at times? How many of you, this might be your first time here, or your second time here, and you don't have that day, that time, that place where you've given your life to Jesus. It's time. It's time. It's time to deepen your relationship with him and watch the worship flow out of your life. If you don't have a day, a time, a place where you've given your life to Jesus, what better day than today? November 30th, 2025 in White Oak, Pennsylvania. If you don't have that day, that time, do your first act of worship and surrender and just reach your hand to him and say, God, that's me. I don't have a day, a time, a place where I fully received you as Lord of my life and leader into my future and most of all, the forgiver of my past. If you don't have that day, that time, that place, just slip your hand up to heaven and say, God, that's me. Why? Because we want to pray with you. We want to encourage you. We want to celebrate that with the angels in heaven that another person came home. Change their citizenship to a citizen of heaven. Anyone at all today? Father God, I thank you for every person that's in this place. I thank you that maybe our perspective was changed today towards worship and how we sing and why we sing and who we're singing to. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done through worship and that you'll continue to do it through worship. And God, I thank you for even changing hearts and minds and eternities through worship. May our lifestyles affect the lifestyles of those around us. Lord, I thank you for that in Jesus' name. I have one more. I reserve the right to have more than one, probably three more things. Okay? We have a great opportunity to invite people into this place for worship. Four times, actually. Our candlelight worship experiences are coming up on December 22nd and December 23rd. There's four worship experiences, okay? So that you can invite the people that you know, that you love, that you know are open to an invitation because it's Christmas. I want you to get out and do that, okay? Put it on your calendar. Also, we are going to celebrate here just in a moment with Pastor Larry some things that happened during our Kingdom Builders and the food bank and alms. We're going to celebrate that with you. I can't wait. It's going to be great. But one of the things that I want to make sure that Bridge City is always known for is for their generous heart and for the way that we want to serve our community. The Agape Center is doing a drive for gifts, okay? And we're a part of this. We're a part of this. We're a part of giving gifts to thousands of kids throughout the Mon Valley area. We get to do this. So by December 14th, we're going to collect all the gifts. Now, I don't know how many of you have teenagers, but teenagers, they love gift cards. Okay, and where do they love gift cards to? Not just Amazon or Apple or Target. Yeah, those are all great. But they love gift cards to just fast food places. Taco Bell is life-changing for them. Like, they love it. They can still eat it and not have issues for a week. Okay? Put your imagination on that, okay? So gift cards are great. Gift cards are great to fast. And listen, $10 goes a long way to affect a kid's day. I know there's not a dollar menu anymore, but okay, $15 to a restaurant. Let's overwhelm Agape with the love of Bridge City Church. Amen? Listen, if I had to give you one statement on what is worship, here it is. Here it comes. You ready? The point of worship is to place God at the center of our hearts, our lives, and our world because He alone is worthy and because His presence transforms everything. That's the whole teaching today in one statement. And if you don't write it down, that's on you. If you don't take a picture of it, that's on you. I just gave you the answer for whenever people ask you, what is worship? You can change words around, you can make it your own, but that's what worship is. And you just got notes from the whole teaching in one statement, one slide.